In the U.S., the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy has led to the discharge of more than 11,000 gay and lesbian service members. Thailand has taken a different approach, a more open one toward gays in the military, as Orlando de Guzman reports.
At a Buddhist temple in Bangkok's historic district, young men line up for most of the day under the blazing sun to wait for their names to be called. This is part of the Thai Army's annual recruitment effort, which happens across the country every summer. To fill its ranks, the Thai military uses a draft and a kind of lottery system. If these recruits pass the medical exam, they will draw straws. If they pick red slips, they'll spend the next 2 years in the military. With very few exceptions, all Thai men who turn 21 have to sign up for the military lottery. Only those with health and mental disabilities are exempted. Titia Konglek, who is standing in line with hundreds of others, has brought a doctor's slip that may offer a ticket out of the draft.
I look like lady. I think I'm lady. I want to have my life for lady.
As a transsexual who has recently had breast implants, Titia says she's always considered herself a woman trapped in a man's body. Titia was drafted last year, but decided to wait for the sex change operation before reporting for the military lottery. Now Titia will be exempted. The Thai military has long classified transsexuals as mentally ill and therefore unfit to serve. Thai military spokesman Thanadon Pachinda opens his military recruitment manual and points to the paragraph on transgenders and transsexuals.
Gender identity disorder.
They will be divided into the third group. The doctor will identify these people as a gender identity disorder, that they cannot accept their own gender.
Until last year, transgender and transsexual recruits had to stand under a big sign that labeled them as mentally ill. Gay rights groups in Thailand opposed the practice as discriminatory and said it prevented them from gaining employment or promotions in civilian life. So the military stopped branding transsexuals as mentally disturbed and created a new category, which lists them as neither male nor female. Military spokesman Thanadon says the army is still trying to find a new word for these recruits. Thai society is changing very fast, he says, and the military is playing catch-up with these changes. So our laws don't reflect what is happening in society, but we cannot change the military overnight, he says. Although the military's ban on transsexuals remains in place, Thailand now permits gays to serve. That may be good news for some, but not for a 21-year-old recruit named Note, who is gay. Note is waiting anxiously in line to learn if he will be selected. I'm afraid I'm going to have to serve in the military, he says, because now saying you're gay doesn't give you an exemption. They don't differentiate between heterosexuals and gays anymore, he says. Until recently, the military classified gays the same way it classified transsexuals, as mentally ill. But military officials say the ban on gays was quietly lifted 3 years ago. This Navy officer, who identified himself by his nickname Pinky, says most of the men in his unit are gay. He says there's a growing acceptance of gays in the Thai military. The attitudes have changed, he says, and they don't see us as just being gay, but as professionals, able and willing to serve our country. He says no one he knows has been discharged for being gay, and he says gay service members are becoming less timid about expressing themselves. Gay rights activist Nikon Atit of the Bangkok Rainbow Organization says he's not surprised. Thai society is a lot more relaxed and open, he says. Whether you're gay or transgender, it doesn't matter so much anymore. Here in Thailand, we think it's not right to meddle with what people do in private, so that makes us more tolerant. The changing attitudes about gays in the military reflect broader changes across Thai society. Gay rights activists in Thailand are now pushing for recognition and benefits for same-sex partnerships. And Nikorn predicts that Thailand will eventually accept same-sex marriages, although he says that will take a few more years. For the world, this is Orlando de Guzman, Bangkok.